Speaker 1.
Personally, I am fairly new in parasport. So far, I feel like there's a lot of inclusion. Everybody looks out for each other, and I was pretty much welcomed into a sport I didn't know about. I didn't know anybody, and everybody is just kind and wants to see me succeed and try different things out. People understand you, like in a family, a community. It's like you can be vulnerable because people understand you at a base level. And I think parasport's really interesting. But I think inclusion of sport in general has a long way to go still. I think we're still viewed as less than the Olympics, namely as the Paralympics. And so I think that the whole movement has still a lot of work to do.
Speaker 2.
I came to parasport quite late. I got hurt in 2005 and didn't start until 2018. After I got hurt in 2005, one day I was fine and the next day I wasn't so fine. I tried to hide my disability as well as I could and did able-bodied sport. And whenever someone asked about the last lap that was not so good, I was like, oh, I just have a really bad form, and would brush it off. I wouldn't even tell my college coach. But when I joined the Paralympics, I let that happen. And you know, I really noticed I was running better. A lot of times people don't know how to address me because my disability is in my brain. So people are like, what's wrong with you? And I say, that's probably not the best way to say that. I think I have really gotten better because, you know, sometimes those disabilities can be very serious ones, and you can't see mine unless you see a CAT scan.
Speaker 3.
This year, we were in the Commonwealth Games for the first time playing 3-on-3 basketball, and it was amazing because it was so inclusive. You had the Canadian team playing stand-up ball, then wheelchair, then stand-up, then wheelchair, and so we were all super integrated. We were in the back together. We were talking to each other. We were riding the bus together. They were able to ask tons of questions about wheelchair basketball. Having events like that is a huge moving forward in all sport. We need that extra voice from able-bodied sports. People saying, what I saw was so cool. We should go do it and get our butts in a chair and try it out. You know, because it's always different when you actually try it and you're like, oh my God, this is so hard.
Speaker 4.
I have a passion for my sport. Any questions coming along about it, I want to talk about. I want people to know about it. So when I'm in the gym by myself or just anywhere and people are coming around asking questions, I think it's a really good opportunity because I didn't know about basketball prior to my injury. And I wish I even just watched it, heard about it. And I didn't know anything about parasports. So being able to kind of showcase it to people that might be the first time watching somebody play in a wheelchair is something I want to give out to other people. I've never met someone who didn't like parasport. They just don't quite understand it. So I'm more than happy to talk about my sport. It's just who I am, as I'm really proud to be a Paralympian.
Speaker 5.
When I reached out to a bunch of shoe companies, they said, well, you haven't won anything yet. Come and talk to us again when you have some medals. And then I basically won everything that you could win, and I came back to them. And they said that your story is not good enough and your disability is not sexy. And so I thought maybe I just need to tell my story better. There are able-bodied athletes who are running barely faster than me and have shoe deals that I can't get. So I finally tweeted saying, hey, you know, I'm not mad at this certain company, but I'm getting tired of companies saying that they're going to sponsor a pair of athletes and just sponsor one in the world. I was done this year. I actually almost had to quit because I couldn't pay my bills, and I'm in the best shape I've ever been in and set a huge personal best indoors. I think that was really frustrating.